From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A claim of responsibility for a massive attack in a Kurdish-controlled city. A twin bombing struck a crowd in a predominantly Kurdish town in northern Syria Wednesday, killing 44 people and wounding dozens more. That according to Syria's state-run news agency and Kurdish media. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Media reports said a truck loaded with large quantities of explosives blew up on the western edge of the town of Kamishli, followed by an explosives-packed motorcycle a few minutes later in the same area. The blast caused massive damage in the area, and rescue teams were working to recover victims from under the rubble, according to the Sana'a news agency. Kamishli, near the Turkish border, is mainly controlled by Kurds, but Syrian government forces are present and control the town's airport. Syrian state TV broadcast footage showing people running away from a mushroom of gray smoke rising over the town and others running amid wrecked or burnt cars. The Islamic State group, in a statement published by the IS-linked Amaq news agency, said it carried out the attack, describing it as a truck bombing that struck a complex of Kurdish offices. The Al-Shabaab extremist group says one of the two suicide car bombers who struck in Somalia's capital Tuesday was a former legislator. Al-Shabaab's Radio Andalus is reporting that 57-year-old Salah Badbado, who defected to the extremist group in 2010, carried out one of the bombings near a United Nations demining agency office and the African Union's main base in Mogadishu. It killed 13 people. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. The United States says it is encouraged by the willingness of China and the Philippines to engage in direct dialogue over the South China Sea following a tribunal ruling against Beijing earlier this month. A day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, the top U.S. diplomat said China indicated its willingness and readiness to engage in bilateral negotiation with the Philippines. In Manila Wednesday, Kerry met with senior Philippine officials, including the new Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Kerry said at a news conference, the U.S. encourages all parties with South China Sea claims, including the Chinese and the Philippines, to negotiate to work through the issues diplomatically, bilaterally, multilaterally, and build up confidence-building measures. Washington has never opposed direct talks between Beijing and Manila. Bernie Sanders is thanking New England delegates, telling them that as of yesterday, I guess officially, our campaign ended. Sanders spoke to delegates from his home state of Vermont, along with those from New Hampshire, Maine, and Rhode Island, the morning after he urged the Democratic National Convention to nominate Hillary Clinton for president.
In a bid for party unity, it was Clinton's former rival, Bernie Sanders, who urged his followers to join behind the former Secretary of State.
I move that all votes cast by delegates be reflected in the official record. And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
But in a sign of lingering party tensions, scores of Sanders delegates and supporters staged a convention walkout into a nearby media tent where they held a silent protest. Jim Malone, VOA News, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
President Barack Obama says Republican Donald Trump is somebody who likes attention and may be surprised himself that he got this far. Obama tells NBC's Today Show that Trump doesn't seem to have any plans or policies or proposals or specific solutions. The president made the comments in a taped interview aired on Wednesday. The U.S. president is scheduled to address the Democratic convention in Philadelphia later in the day. The man who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan will be allowed to leave a Washington mental hospital and live full-time in Virginia, according to a judge. John Hinckley Jr. is ready to live in the community, said Judge Paul L. Friedman in a ruling, granting him full-time convalescent leave that shall begin no sooner than the 5th of August. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.